the Gabby fruits goes as follows. As we mentioned yesterday, the Gemara in Erevin Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara in Erevin Daf Mem Amud Beis tells us as follows. Ando akar chalat onami aminas man. Zut the Gemara in Mefurish. Zut the Gemara in Mefurish that he said shachiyonu even on a brand new fresh pumpkin. Zut Rashi what's pshat. Very interesting. You have to understand what's pshat Rashi. Rashi says when he saw the new pumpkin, he made a shachiyonu. And the Rais of the Rambam brings in the Prochus and Perikvot and the Etzim is the Shita of the Tor and the Rashba and Mishchov Hei is the Rais that the Ikka Broch of Shechiyonu is to be made when? When you see the fruit on the tree. Right? As long as you Rashi will push and everything that Pem on the base is you make the Broch of Shechiyonu when you see the fruit on the tree. It comes along the Rosh. It comes along Shita HaRosh and the Rosh tells us as follows. Says the Rosh. Interesting the Rosh. So the Rosh brings down Rashi, and Rashi again, like we said, says that you make a shachiyonu on Paris when you see them on the tree. Zuk the Rosh, the minega oila is to make the bracha when you eat the fruit, like we have in Sukkah when the Yerushalmi tells us the ikur should be making the shachiyonu when you make the Sukkah, but really we wait until the ash the acht of Sukkah is to make the shachiyuni together with Kiddush. Zuk the Rosh, the minega oila is to make the shachiyonu on a brand new pre, only when you actually eat the fruit, and not when you see it like Rashi told us. And that's the ma'aseh that goes mind and brings down the shem doses and brachos and the decimate base, and the Beis Yosef says that v'chein ha'minig ha'olam. That the minig ha'olam is we make the brachos shachiyonu bedavka, when we actually eat the new fruit, not when we actually see it. And the smak brings down that when you see it and you're being nana from it, then you make the shachiyonu. When you're not nana, you don't make the shachiyonu. So let's speak aloch on the ma'aseh now. Rabbi Zai, paskin the heilig shulchan aruch and semi shulchan chesi kibbol. And about me'ikir hadin, me'ikir hadin. As well as the pshat, like we saw in Rashi in Erevin Daf Mem, is me'ikir hadin. You make the bracha shachiyonu when you see a new fruit. So what do you think of? You're walking past the tree and you see some naya beautiful fruit. Right, this fruit is being eschadish l'shadish l'shalom. Right, we'll explain exactly which type of fruit you can make shachiyonu on. The ma'aseh me'ikir hadin, you can make the shachiyonu over there. However, zuk the mechaber, like the Rosh and everybody else, all other Rishonim told us, the minig is you make the shachiyonu when you actually eat the fruit and not when you see it. So that's the ma'aseh, the minig. The question is why?
Who's the one that says when you see it?
Rashi. Now, what's the reason for the minig? Let's tackle the pshat why we only make, I have two ba'aseh, maybe even three reasons, why we make the shachiyonu only when we actually eat it and not, like Rashi told us, when we actually see it. Only Mr. Morgan Abom has understood with the Machta Shekel. And the Morgan Abom says a posh of what? It's a light plug. What means a light plug? He says very posh. There are some people, unfortunately, that don't have such a simcha when they see the fruit. Look, they see the fruit, they don't get a grace of simcha. So those people can't make a shachiyonu. So some people, yes, some people, no. We can't do such a thing. So the Morgan Abom, you make a light plug. You make a blank and halacha, everybody makes it together when you eat. Because when you eat, everybody has hana, everybody has a simcha. And maybe that's reason number one why we make the shachiyonu only when we eat it, not when we see it. Comes along the Orech HaShulchan. It's designed over there. The Orech HaShulchan says a very interesting zach. Zul Orech HaShulchan, we know that halacha by shachiyonu is you can only make a shachiyonu when the fruit is totally ripe. It's fully ripe, it's fully ready to eat. Zul Orech HaShulchan. We're not exactly good experts. We don't know if the fruit is 100% ready or not. So the meal, if we make it b'shas, when we eat it, it's probably going to be ready. That being the case with Aruch HaShulchan, it's another reason why we have to make the shachiyonu b'shas achila. Because then we know vaday, the fruit was ripe in that oifen. Aruch HaShulchan brings another reason why we make the shachiyonu b'davka when we eat it. He says, a posh and a zach. He says, because in our generation, in our generation, people only have a simcha with hanas haguf. When you eat the fruit, then you have a hanas, then you have a simcha. Memela, that's the only time you can make a shachiyonu. Rashi, when you don't have any hanas gashmias, like we saw yesterday from the Ksav Sofer and Chaim Simchovei, is a father when a person has hanas gashmias. So Doruch HaShulchan, that's when you feel the simcha. And then maybe that's when you feel the simcha, that's when you make the shachiyonu. Now, you look at the Kavach HaChaim, but other reasons that we're not going to go into. The Rabbi said, it's brought many of the Chassidish's form, you should know, It's a loydig asura for a person to daf yodah make a shechiyonu. Right, we're going to speak about it later tomorrow in the halachas of Tu Bishvat. Is the etzem mini klalis when it's trying to be makpin on Tu Bishvat, right? To eat dafka fruits that are shechiyonu. It's brought down to some of the loydig asvoyim. Right, they bring it down from the mamash the freedikers. Is that it's a skulik of aricha somim. When a person makes a shachiyon of fruit, it's a skulik of aricha somim. Moedikazah. Now let's begin by Rabbi Yisrael. Is there a chiyuv to make shachiyonu, or is the bracha of shachiyonu a rishus?
So
let's go back to the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara in Erevin Dafen. So the Gemara in Erevin Dafen. As it's more first Gemara over there, it's only a rishus. He. When it comes to a yontif, for example, when we make a shechiyonu on yontif like Sukkos and Rosh Hashanah, and we make it also on Pesach or Cholei, so the rishus, you have to make a shechiyonu. Abazuk the Gemara. Over here, when it comes to a brand new fruit, it's a rishus ba'ala. And so it's the Pesach la'loch and the Ma'izeh, the Rogan Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Chofein. That the baruch of shechiyonu is a rishus. Now,
who says the
Gemara. Rashi and the Gemara and the Morgan Avraham. Now, said the Mishnah Berurah in Achim Lami that the Baruch of Shechayonu is a Rishos, or Barash the Mishnah Berurah, by saying. It was only called Makoim Reini Zayi Shalayin Levatla. Don't be Mavatl the Baruch for no reason. In Achim Lami it's a Rishos, but don't be Mavatl it's now. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, very interesting notion. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, when you see, when you buy, when you eat a new fruit, Kibla Kechayva V'kula Nizobazeh. Zukdor of Shulchan, Klal Yisrael, have been mekabel this broch of Shechiyonu like a hoy, like an obligation. We made the Zukdor of Shulchan, don't take it lightly. We're dealing over here with a brocha that people have been mekabel like a hoy, like an obligation. Now, I want to explain one thing. Because the etzim, you look in the Gemara, you look in the Magen Avraham, you look in the Mishnah Berurah, it's a Rishus Ba'alma, a Rishus Ba'alma. Now, comes along the Chidah in Yosef Eimitz, it's pulled down also in the Kaf HaChayim brings it, and the Marisham. So it's a shulchan, it's a mesal makimel, that said very simple. Zut la'achreinim, enoch enami, shteit in chazal, it's a rishus. What does it mean a rishus? Listen to how the magdi, what means a rishus. What means a rishus is you have an option. Do you want to eat it, yeah, or do you not want to eat it, no? That's a rishus. You don't have to eat it. No one comes along to say to you, you have to eat this fruit. If you want to eat it, yeah, if not, no. No. Zut de, but once you're coming along to eat the fruit, la'achreinim, once you've got this new fruit, then it's not a rishus to make the broth. Then there's a chiyuv to make the bracha. That's how the Chidah and others are learning. That the rishus doesn't mean have a rishus to make the bracha. Right. The rishus is if you want to eat it or not. Once you eat it, you have to make the bracha. Now again, it's not mashma, so you're going to vom, and the Gemara, and the Mishnah Berurah, but I've got part of it's important to know. Let me get right up. Now, we explained that the bracha of Shechiyonu, especially when it comes to a pri chodosh, is totally on simcha. That's the reason why we're having when a person is sameach. When he sees the new fruit as a mela, he taka should make a shechiyonu. Now, the Moshe Shlomich and Chuvis van Hoggers basically want to shlag up the whole halacha. So the Moshe Shlomich and Chuvis van Hoggers are moedik, as he said, doesn't make sense. Because I just imagine what they say. They bring in the star fruits. When was the last time you had such a moedik asimcha? You saw the star fruits come in. Ah, Baruch Hashem, there's star fruits in the world. I never heard anybody say that. Why? So the Moshe Shlomich, our mold of pshat was, that when they used to bring in the new fruit, so the oil got a moedik asimcha. Why are they getting a simcha? Oh, because now we can eat grapes for the next 6 months. Moedik asimcha, Baruch Hashem. On the Zul, Moshe Shlomich nowadays, nobody has a simcha. So that's it. What's the thing? Maybe we should have the whole thing. About these Tashtas and the basket like that. Oh, but it's something to think about. Al-Kaponim, Tashtas, we know from yesterday's suit you learned that by buying new kelim, when a person buys a new suit, he buys a new something, what's it tali in? It's tali in a simcha. Does he have simcha? Make shechiyonu. Does he not have simcha? He doesn't make a shechiyonu. So the chayyur by payrus, it should be the same thing. If you have the simcha, you make a shechiyonu. If you don't have the simcha, you don't make a shechiyonu. So I asked this question that I'm going to have Godel, Rabbi Yisrael Orbach Shmita. And I asked him, I said, Rebbe, if I don't have a simcha when I eat this star fruit, or when I buy this fruit from the Makolet, and I don't even know what it's called, I don't even pronounce the name, don't make a shechiyonu. I don't have a simcha. He told me with Yashiv Tzatzal, his heilig shver, paskin la halacha. And even if a person doesn't have a simcha, Havadi makes a shechiyonu. Why? Because Chazal will convey the simcha. The fact that you don't feel it, that's your problem. But Havadi, Chazal will masakin that there is a simcha here, it's not a simcha, and may they make a shechiyonu. However, I must add, also by the way, paskin la halacha, Chayn Kerevsky, Chayn Zalman, or Bacha, many places come as well. Shevet Alevi, Vosnan Chelik Dalit, so he brings over there, if a person, the MS, has no simcha b'chal from eating the fruit, zero simcha whatsoever, So it could be, in that case, he will not be making a shekhyon. Let me get later. Now, we'll discuss in a moment the Maisa. Can we make a shekhyon on anything, Bechlam? Is Hashem, by the end of this year, I don't know how posh it will be this year to be making a shekhyon. But before we get to the actual Metzias, let's speak out like this. First of all, how do you make the bracha shekhyon? What's the order? What's the seder drawing of making the bracha? So Mr. Gruber brings three minhagim, three halachas, three options, three orders. And it's like this. It's how Pierre Pima goes. Again, guys, it's sugi, the Rishonim, we're not getting into it right now. It's a goes along this as well, we're not going into it. Pasha says the Mishnah Berurah like this. The most lechatchil oifen of making the bracha shekhyonu is as follows. Again, most lechatchil. This is a gathering. Shekhyonu, ka'etz, eat. That's the best. Simple. Zuk Mishnah Berurah, lechatchil, nothing to do it this way. Again, shekhyonu, bracha on the fruit, and then eat it. That's the best. Second best, which the Mishnah Berurah says, Munu, is if you make the broch on the pre, right? The broch, whatever the pre is, right? Or whatever it could be. What's it? Shekhyonu, pre, eat. Now we're going to something else. So look at Mishnah Berurah. If you make a broch on the pre, you then eat the pre. And then after you've tasted a bit, then you say Shekhyonu. So look at Mishnah Berurah. Efshah, Shekham Zetoyv. Munu. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings the third way. And the third way says it's a bidyeved way. If you're a bidyeved Jew, says the Mishnah Berurah, then you can do it this way. What's this way? And be careful, because what we're going to say now is the chayyim in any way, is you make ha'etz, you make a shekhyonu, and then you eat. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're doing it that open, again, ha'etz, shekhyonu, eat, no, that's a bidyeved way of doing it. Now, the way say, I'm not going to go into the shaylas right now, because anybody that knows the Mishnah Berurah knows tzitzis and simachot beis. We know the Mishnah Berurah there's Sikkot and Gimel that talks about buying a new tzitzis. It's a very moment to get a stira and shuvah. No, we don't want to get into it. I'm Mishnah Berurah talks about the barichas. Over. The Mishnah Berurah's mahalach, let's get it clear, is lechatchila, you're meant to be making shekhyonu, you're meant to be making then the broch on the fruit, and then you eat. What's the pshat? Bosh! Mibal di eket takona. And the gezeira over here of making the broch is why? Is when you see it on the fruit on the tree. Now, we don't do that, why? Because we're only going to know when we eat it. But at least when we're going to be eating it, let's do a shtickle in the Seder Chazal, make the bracha shekhyonu first, kiddo, we saw it, and then eat it by making the bracha priyai. Now, the Maisa, this meaning is brought down in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in the Chaye Odom, in the Marishag, in the Chasam Sofer, in the Shulchan Atoyim, in the Kamar, and then you bring down that the meaning is again like the Mishnah Berurah, is to make shekhyonu, eat and eat. However,
what's the third way?
Third way is what I'm going to say now. The third way is as follows. We said that Mishnah Berurah says, Bidyeved, if you make ha'etz, shekhyonu, and eat, in that order, it's a bidyeved way. The problem is, and I was trying to move on, I made statistics, I went around this medrash, and people told me, this is my name, what do you mean, how can you tell me? And Mishnah Berurah says, it's a bidyeved, that's what I do, it's my father, my grandfather, b'cholim, how can it be? And the mice I found off, there's a word in the Gazach. The Aruch HaShulchan was made, that's the minhag Olam. This is the minhag Chal Yisrael. Again. Eight. Shekhyonu, eat. Zug la Aruch HaShulchan, there's the minhag, it's an Arpia Radvaz, and Chelik Aleph. It's Arpia Oskitanus also, we're going to be Aloha, the Kafachai, the Shonim Meshik, the Marusham, the Aztoyer, the Maisel Abin, the Vilna Goyim Azoy, it's the Chemed, also Zug, the Chena Minhag, the Aznibu, the Chazin Ish. Many postings, this is the minhag. So again, every person has a minhag, Sabbath is keep his minhag, that's still a poshut. And the Maisel Zug la Aruch HaShulchan, Yechom a Kabbalah, from Rav Shaim of Zatzal. And if a person sees something in the Aruch HaShulchan and he writes, "Machin Aminik," this is the meaning in Klal Yisrael. I feel if it's connected to Mishnah Berurah. And over here, it's Mamish one of those examples. Here, the Aruch HaShulchan says the meaning of Oilim is to make eight shekhyonu and eat. Again, if a person doesn't have a meaning, then Avadi should go with what the Mishnah Berurah says, which is, again, best thing to do is shekhyonu, eat, and then eat. Now, let me go back to it. This is the hardest sugya now in shekhyonu lemaisa. This is the hardest sugya. Says the Torah. Says the Torah Eshav Heisivov. What do you make a shekhyonu on? Right now we know a little bit of that lochus of shekhyonu. What is it, Jiroff? Yeah. What do you make a shekhyonu on? So says the Torah, very simple. A pre that's mischadish mishona lishona, that's what we make a shekhyonu. Now this is a big yisoid of Isaac. Because a lot of people make the following mistake. The Velt's mistake is as follows. The Velt's mistake is, and I've heard this so many times in the last few days, they take a fruit and they think, hold on a minute, when was the last time I ate this fruit? Oh, it's been more than a year, I'm allowed to do it.
What's the question?
When am I allowed to make a shekhyonu? So most people say, bullshit, think when was the last time you had this fruit, if it was a year, you're allowed to make a shekhyonu. But please, it's nishtazoi. Chas v'shuloi. That's not the halacha b'chlal. The Torah tells us that you can make a shechiyamim on any pre that was mischadish l'shanah l'shanah. It doesn't make enough gemina in the last time you ate this. It's totally in the fruit. And let me explain. The b'seis brings a machlekes v'shanim. How many times are we dealing with? Are we dealing with once a year or twice a year? The Ramah paskins the halacha mishchafes ibov is that even if a pre is mischadish twice a year, you can make two shechiyamim a year. Right? I bring you a raya. Something like an avam, I bring you a moedik a raya. For the kehanim, brochus. Right? Who doesn't know the gemara brochus? I'm a zayin. The gemara brochus over there talks about that we know that when the kehanim ate the menachos, they made a shechiyamim. Right? There were 24 mishmores. How many times a year did they do it? Twice. Something like an avam, a raya. You can make a shechiyamim twice a year. And that's the psak of the Ramah. Very important you say it, we're going to say now. Right, the gate, halacha, the maisa, anybody that's making a shechiyamim on the Shabbos, the gate, you know that the following thing, a lot of people don't know this halacha. The Ramah says I can make a shechiyamim twice a year. The Mela, if I find the pre that was mischalish twice a year, I can make twice a shechiyamim per year. Vegetables. Now, the Ramah brings in Maril. Do I make a shechiyamim on vegetables? The Ramah says we don't make a shechiyamim on vegetables. Why? Because they grow all the time in the karaka. So the preacher and others want to say pshat. Now, what's the reason is? Is the reason is poshut because some vegetables work this way. It's a light plug, all vegetables we don't. Others want to say nishtazon, that the pshat is that even though they store them in the pit, they poshut, they store them with seeds, I mean, potatoes and carrots and all these wonderful things, and they store them in there, and therefore it's not nicker the difference between an old crop and a new crop. Now, the maisa will speak about vegetables in a moment, but let's speak about fruit. There is no left demeanor when the last time you ate this fruit, if you can make a shechel or not. The din is of the fruit. Now in Eretz Yisrael, it's very gishmak. Because Baruch Hashem, we're living over here, and in Eretz Yisrael, it's gevaldik. Why? Because we know, anybody that was busy in Yizachon, you know Poshut. Sometimes in the year you can make a fruit salad with oranges. Sometimes you can't make it with oranges, you can make it with grapes. Sometimes you can make it with strawberries. Strawberries, there's a lot of strawberries. Oh, but Eretz Yisrael, we know that everything in this country goes by the season. You won't get it if it doesn't exist, if it doesn't grow. Mimela, in this country, it's a double Poshut. You go to the store. All of a sudden, avatia, the watermelons come in, or the new oranges come in, or the new grapes come in, or the new kiwis, whatever it may be. So we know it's poshut. If it was a new oinet, a new season, I can right now stand up and make a shachiyon in this fruit. Masha enke, an apple is not mischadish l'shanah. Why? Because it grows on the tree the whole year. So if you never in your life had an apple, you decide, you know what, I'm going to have an apple today. You badly don't make a shachiyon. It doesn't go by you. It goes by the fruit. The fruit has to be mischadish l'shanah l'shanah. So for example, a couple of examples. Avocados, watermelons, guava, peaches, cherries, lychees, mangoes, grapes, strawberries and plums. All of these, when it comes to a new season, you can badly make a shechiyamim. Masha ein kein. Things that grow the whole year, for example, bananas, lemons, lettuce, cucumbers, tomatoes, all of these zachen. That means even if it doesn't grow all year, but they store it.
Vegetables
are not. It's a matter you do not make a shechiyamim on such a thing. Now, chutzlaret says it's a tremendous problem. When you're in chutzlaret, especially around this time, especially the whole year, you know what goes on over there. They have every fruit the whole year. But the thing is, I'm sorry, we don't have grapes this time. It's not the season of grapes. They'll get it from South Africa and Korea and Japan. They'll make them enough gemina. They want grapes here the whole year.
Can you give an example again of the shanas in Scotch?
Avocados, watermelons, guavas, peaches, cherries, lychees, mangoes, grapes, strawberries, and plums. Those are the ones that the Scottish is under the shaman. Now, we have to move on, Pasha. Now, chutzah, it's very negaya. You just, Pasha, don't get brand new fruits. That is very important now. That means in chutzah, what are you going to make a shachar on? It's very, very shver. Because most of the fruits, the maisa, that are over there, are found the whole year, even if they import it. So the maisa, Rabbi Yashub, the Chuvis Ben Hoggins, there's some kalelits, which were in the Zalman, they're all paskin. It doesn't make enough gemina when the last time you had it. And it's even if you're in chutzah, the last time you had it was a year ago, it's not enough gemina. But this is something. This is something that always is found over here. You do not make a shirkhan. He came over to me last night in the following shayla. He recently came on chutzah, and the chutzah he ate a certain fruit that's found all year. Now he's coming over here to eat a new season of fruit. So the maisa, if he hasn't had it in 30 days, then he can, the maisa, make a shechanu in that case. Now, look again back to oranges. Now, oranges are very interesting child because they add some oranges sometimes, they'll make it almost the whole year. What's the trap? Because some of the late season go very, very late, and the new ones come very, very early. Now, what happens is, you'll notice the difference. The maisa, when you notice the difference, and you do, of the new seasonal oranges, is the maisa, you can make a shechiyamim on the oranges, because it's nicker than you taste. Let me move on. Obviously, we might have to finish with a few examples here, because I want to get to more in yon. Now, coconuts. Are you allowed to make a rotten apple? What goes on over here in your club is unbelievable. You start seeing all of these fruits that are coming in that you never saw in your life. All of a sudden, they import them. So everybody has the shayla. No, I never saw this fruit bichlal. Not like you have to make a shayla. Take a coconut, for example. A coconut is something that grows the entire year. It's found the whole year. In somewhere in South Africa over there, or Africa, there, wherever they get it from. But wherever it's from, it's found the whole year. Now they bring it, import it here, there it is, for 2 weeks during the year. Can I make a shayla? Absolutely not. Because the place where it comes from, it was growing the whole year. So then you have to be careful about what you say. On Tu Bishvat, for example, when we're dealing with making a shechionu, it's very, very shver. I spoke, for example, this week, kama pa'omin, to my good friends at the Badat Zedis Haredis. And I asked them, what are we making a shechionu this year? They said, oh, we're waiting for your phone call. Every year we get your phone call. I said, I'm not going to tell the oilam what to do. So they told me, poshut, star fruits. A lot of people go to shops and they make a shechionu on star fruit. Chas b'sholim. If a person made a shechionah on a star from Rosh Hashanah, it's the same season. Because I'm saying what's going on this year, very different what's going to be next year. Oh, but right now, when you're buying a star from in the shop, it's the same as a shechionah as Rosh Hashanah. Same thing, by the way, with rimoin, with pomegranate. If you made a shechionah on rimoin, pomegranate, Rosh Hashanah, you cannot make one on Tu Bishvat. If you get something called pasiflora, what's a pasiflora? Passion fruit. Passion fruit in the shops today is a brand new season and you can make a shechionu on that. So just be careful what you have and what you have not made shechionu on. Let me go ahead.
If I eat passion fruit, for example, today,
yes,
I have to make shechionu today?
Yes, absolutely.
But I should really wait until the shop better.
Absolutely. We'll make sure it's the chidul mitzvah to wait, 100%. Now, let me go later.
So let's need to make it passion fruit, that's it.
Yeah, so far. Could be during the week I'll have more updates. Let me go later. What about vegetables? Do we make a shechionu?
Is there passion fruit now in it?
Yeah. It costs us some gel because I'm a serious nefesh for a mini clothes roll. Oh, but some others worth it. Let me get back to. Do we make a shechionu on a vegetable? For example, anything you make adomo. Watermelon. Watermelons. Now, very again, because in this country you get watermelons once a year, basically, when they come in, right? They sell them, whatever, and then actually they go out of season. So the maximum anytime it comes in, again, nothing to do with tubish plants. Stop! You get a new watermelon, right? In 8 weeks' time, you get away with watermelon. You can make a shechionu. So the maximum says, the Mishnah Berurah brings a Shulchan Kodesh. And the Shulchan Kodesh says, we don't make a shechionu on vegetables. What's the pshat? So a Chashulchan, then a Shchai, many other posts can say, the pshat is as well. The Shulchan Kodesh, we're talking about something where I'm not sure if it's new or old. Mimela, I will not be making a shechionu. Masha inking nowadays, or we know klar, that the watermelons that are coming in, right, all these sorts of things, strawberries, for example, another example, is another brand new oil. It's a new season of these things. About they can make a shechionu in that case. Now, okay, we're not getting into the Hilkos Tulaim, but Be'etzim, you should know, in Eretz Yisrael here, where the rave of the big Bikin and Tulaim Paskin, it's also double for a person to eat a strawberry and a mega of a halach. You have to peel it, and then you can make a shechionu in that way. But again, I'm not getting into Tulaim right now, it's a voice of Sugya that I went into. The Bedak told me to tell the Oilam, that Master, that's what they hold, and that's what a person should do. Oh, we get right, pickled. So, Tulaim, you get something, for example, that's been preserved. Avada Navada, you cannot make a shechion on it. Now, the maisel, when a new fruit comes in, let's say cherries come in. So cherries come in, you could tie them to me, hold on a minute, I could buy canned cherries the whole year. So maybe I can't make a shechion on it. No, it's cautious. Because when I buy a canned cherry and a fresh cherry, nishta zelbazar. It's a different thing. Remember, it's nicking the new taste, the beautiful fresh fruit. So in Ochanami, anything that you get that's fresh that you can make a shechion on, even though you could have bought it frozen or canned or pickled, you can still make a shechionu because it's nicker than you taste. Now, let me get right to graft it. Took the be'alocha. What do you think of be'alocha? You cannot make a brocha shechionu on a grafted fruit. What does a grafted fruit mean? So everybody knows. It's an apricot or an apricot, I think it is a graft of two different fruits put together, which made, I think, an apricot. If I'm not mistaken, could be something else, but I think it's an apricot, maybe a plum or peach, or whatever it is. The kitsa, there are certain fruits out there that are grafted fruits. And the Be'alocha says a banner you can't. Why not? Neged das Rebbeinu. It's neged the Rebbeinu Shalom. You can't do such a thing. How can you make a bracha on a graft? Is that the Rebbeinu says don't put them together? I didn't say don't put them together. Or if the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't make such a fruit, who are you to start putting them together to make a new fruit? And the man you can't make is that. So, Mishloim is Almond and Moedic Alumnus. Moedic Alumnus. So, Mishloim is Almond. That was talking about when you took the two fruits, you put them together. He's the baby of that fruit. Oh, my second friend is almond. If the one that you're getting is the great grandson of the original Issa combining, then the man makes mortar. Now, the mice and most of the crafted fruits that we can be getting, the Seder, the second friend is almond, that's not what the Be'alocha was talking about. Now it's a great Einikol times 500 and the Maisa above you can make a Shechriyot. Blend it. If the fruit has been blended, you can no longer make a shechriyonu. So the kavach chaim v'shem the menish chai is you cannot make a shechriyonu on dried fruit. Very, very important, Rabbi Yisai. Let me get weiter. I'm talking a bunch of things.
We're
going to say.
Let's
go weiter. Who will cook?
Grinded
osur, because it's not making a pre anymore. Now let's move on weiter, Rabbi Yisai. I want a couple more lochas and we're finished. And that goes as follows. First of all, the Birki Yosef brings the Sikot and Dalad, the Marasham says, and also the Kapachayim as well, that you can make a Shechriyonu whether it's been cooked or whether it is raw. The Ikazach is you recognize that this is a pre, right? It's a pre, but you can't make a raw, but let me say by blending. She, took the Be'alachim of Furj, she brought that also in the Chidah, I'm sorry, but let me bring this down. There's no she for Shechriyonu. There's no amount that a person should be having Shechriyonu in order to make the Shechriyonu. However, should say, Rabbi Shishtam, the true even Hogg is the Chedid base, says that a Chedid is Kedai to make a Shechriyonu on a Gzayis, which is a Chila Chashiva. And the Mela, that's what Rabbi Shishtam says. Think of a Tov, listen to the following Shaila, very interesting Shaila. He says like this. He says, what happens if you have Think of a Tov of Shaila? So everybody here knows, Halacha, Tzeman, Meishud base. So the Halacha, Tzeman, Meishud base. When you have Ik of the Tovel, right, you have two things mixed together, you make a brach on the eka and not on the tofu. Let's say the following example. New avocados come in. So avocados come in, you make a shechriyonu. How about if you make an avocado and you spread it on a cracker? Right? Let's talk about a case where I really want a cracker, but I want a bit of an avocado taste, so I make only a mazonis. I'm eating something, isn't the shayla, I'm going to be shayla. I'm eating something that is a shechriyonu, but I'm not making a brach of rishayna on it. Will I be making a shechriyonu on it? Again, I'm putting strawberries, all sorts of shechriyonu things into a fruit salad, but I'm not making our eitz on it because it's in some other reason, whatever, it's mixed with other things. Do I make a shechriyonu in that case? The maisa moedit. Zuktu ma'ashamad as toyo. And as always the psak, when we ask the shevet alevi, is a value you still make a shechriyonu. There's a moedit is that, here I'm not making a bracha rishayna on the fruit, but I'm still making a shechriyonu on the actual fruit. Now again, this is only talking about when you can actually taste the pre itself. Now, the river is fine, so it's a shulchan, shubhas van hogas, a chayuk and ismahalach, and they say, no, if it's tofel, that's it. It's got no chashivas, and you cannot make a shechriyonu. The eitzah obviously is to separate them together, to be separate in order to make a shechriyonu in that case. So if I say two last halachas and we'll finish, what happens very negay to Tu Bishvat? You forget to make a shechriyonu. No, very negay. So we know the Ramah. The Ramah tells us as he base that if a person forgot to make a shechriyonu the first time he saw the fruit, he can still make the shechriyonu the next time he sees the fruit. Comes along the moment, psaki mishabu alocha and a maisa mishkofei, and then choyuk. And they say, our meaning is like this. You can only make a shechriyonu because man is still eating the fruit. Once you stopped and you're finished eating that fruit, it's too late. You can no longer make shechriyonu. So if you're making a shechriyonu this year on a passion fruit, and you finish the passion fruit, you put it in the garbage, cold tub. I forgot to make the shechriyonu. It's too late. However, if the Maisa person is still oisid in eating, for example, he's got a bunch of passion fruits in front of him, and he's eating one after the other. He finished one. About on the second one, he can still make a shechriyonu. That's his other portion, right? Others held that cold money didn't make a hesachadas or chachroni, can still make a shechriyonu. The priest can give a couple of eitzes. Eitzes number one, the Maisa, brought in my Ramshik, is a person should take another fruit of shechriyonu, make a shechriyonu on that, and have in mind the original one. Or, the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, make a shechriyonu b'loy shem u'malchus. And the Chavah Chaim famously says, make the bracha with behiru. Rabbi said one last
shayla. With what?
Behiru. In your head. One last shayla Rabbi said is the Truma Zadesh in the Siman HaMegimu. The Truma Zadesh says that if a person ate brand new grapes and he made a shechriyonu, when he drinks grape juice, he has to make a new shechriyonu. And the Ogu brings down from the Maril, that was mistapic in the whole shayla over here, and the Ogu himself says you don't make a shechriyonu. Let me tell you how this negates, that's unbelievable. To the Shulchan Aruch and say, hey, if a person makes a shechriyonu on grapes, and then he drinks a new wine, he does not make another shechriyonu. Then that's the game. A fellow came over to me last year, Erev Rosh Hashanah. He said to me, listen, my wife brought a beautiful pomegranate to make a shechriyonu by Rosh Hashanah second night, so forget him, whatever. Problem is, last week, I had freshly squeezed pomegranate juice. Can I make another shechriyonu on the fruit? Said, hold on a minute, what do you mean freshly squeezed pomegranate juice? You mean that stuff under my collar, red stuff, that says pomegranate, that never saw a pomegranate in its life? No. He said, this was freshly 100% pure, freshly squeezed pomegranate juice. after Shaila Tag Goyman Rodel, Rabbi Zvil Orbach, and Rabbi Zvil Orbach told me Persian, the about the Gemara in Brachos tells us that the liquid of these fruits is Zeya Ba'Omo. If it's a Zeya Ba'Omo, it's not got Hashim is coming to Rechot Rosh Hashanah the Odo, and the Mela, this fellow, even though he did drink it, can the Maisa still make a Shechiyonu on the actual food as well? And that's what a person should be careful of. Rabbi Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll go to the halachos of Tu B'Shvat in the Minhagim.